And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's military says North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea in its fourth weapons launch this month. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say whether the weapon was ballistic or how far it flew on Monday. North Korea's apparent goal of the launches is demonstrating its military might, while diplomacy is stalemated with the United States and its international borders are closed due to the pandemic. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is going back to a tried and true technique of pressuring Washington and regional neighbors with missile launches and outrageous threats before offering negotiations meant to extract concessions. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to meet virtually with Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio on Friday as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to surge around the world. The White House said Sunday that the meeting will highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance. Speaking in Tokyo on Monday, the Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary called the alliance the cornerstone of peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. The two countries are looking to deepen ties in the face of China's growing economic and military clout in the region. Kishida was elected in November, and the two leaders will be meeting for the first time. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected again to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio virtually on Friday. The White House said that the meeting will highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand and Australia were able to send military surveillance flights to Tonga Monday to assess the damage a huge undersea volcanic eruption left in the Pacific Island nation. Towering ash clouds since Saturday's eruption had prevented earlier flights. New Zealand hopes to send essential supplies, including much-needed drinking water, on a military transport on Tuesday. Communications with Tonga remain extremely limited. The company that owns the single underwater fiber-optic cable that connects the island nation to the rest of the world said it likely was severed, and the eruption and repairs could take weeks. The loss of the cable leaves most Tongans unable to use the internet or make phone calls abroad. Those that have managed to get messages out describe their country as looking like a moonscape as they began cleaning up from the tsunami waves and the volcanic ashfall. COVID-19 infections continue to soar at U.S. nursing homes because of the Omicron wave, and deaths are climbing as well. That's leading to new restrictions on family visits and a renewed push to get more residents and staff members vaccinated with boosters. Nursing homes were the lethal epicenter of the pandemic early on, before the advent of the vaccines, and allowed many of them to reopen and welcome visitors again. Now the highly contagious variant has dealt them a setback. Nursing homes reported about 32,000 COVID-19 cases among residents in the week ending January 9th, a nearly sevenfold increase from about a month ago. A total of 645 COVID-19-related deaths were reported during the same week, which is a 47% increase from a month earlier. Police in England say that they have arrested two teenagers in their investigation into an armed British national holding four people hostage during a 10-hour standoff at a Texas synagogue. The Greater Manchester Police did not name the suspects Sunday or whether they faced any charges. They described them as teenagers who were in custody for questioning. Authorities have identified the hostage taker as 44-year-old British national Malik Faisal Akram. He was killed Saturday after the last hostages ran out of the congregation. And Novak Djokovic arrived early Monday in Dubai after his deportation from Australia over its required COVID-19 vaccination ended the number one ranked men's tennis player's hopes of defending his Australian Open title. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.